A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Thomas, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel, Jesus tells us that when we see him, we see the Father. They are one. And this reminds me of a story. There was a man who worked in Chicago and lived in the suburbs. He had to commute by train to and from work. If he left his office immediately at closing time, he could make the early train and get home early enough to spend some quality time with his children before their bedtime. If he missed that train, he had to wait over an hour for the next one, shortening his time with his family. So naturally, he made every effort to leave immediately after hours and head straight for the train station. This one night, he and his workers left a bit later than usual, and everyone was in a hurry to catch their trains. There was a newsstand with papers, fruit, candy, and such things at the train station. A young boy was tending the stand while his father stepped away for a short time to do some errands. As the men rushed to get their trains, they accidentally knocked over one of the stands. Magazines, fruit, candy spilled all over the ground. The men rushed on. But one of them hesitated. And when he saw the look on the boy's face, he could not do anything but stay behind to help the boy. So they picked up the papers, the candy, and the fruit, put them back on the rack, and the man gave the boy a few dollars because some of the apples had become bruised. As the man walked away, not hurrying now because he knew he had missed his early train, he heard the boy calling after him, "Hey, mister, are you Jesus?" At that moment in time, do you think the man could have answered yes? Jesus and I are one. If we want to know the Father, we get to know Jesus. Jesus is kind, compassionate, forgiving. The Father is kind, compassionate, forgiving. Mercy personified. Jesus tells us that we are one with him. It is his desire to be united to us as he is to his Father. When others see us, do they see Jesus? Do others see his compassion, mercy, and kindness in us? Have we been with him so long a time and still do not understand Jesus?